Wrapping up, some other indicators and ways to reach cultural competence and assess how you're doing has to do with this ongoing training, monitoring, and sustaining the progress that you've made. So is training and cultural competence linked to cultural competence? So does your training actually work? Do you see differences in actual service delivery? Do you see differences in consumer satisfaction ratings? Do you see differences in the outcomes as a result of the training? If not, you need to be looking at your staff training and also look at supervision and support. Is cultural competence included in job descriptions and in incentives in order to make sure that it really happens? Or do you want to have it be more than a one-shot deal? The whole idea behind the providers and agencies who've been successful in moving along this journey toward cultural competence and continue to move along the ladder is that they're looking at ways to weave this into all of their practices. Another key factor is that those who are successful in moving toward cultural competence are staying very close to their consumer. They're finding multiple ways to ensure that there's input from the people they're serving, so that they understand the values and beliefs and are linking them to quality care.